FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
So, welcome to Women's Team Extra, and you joined. Oh my God, right over here. Come this way. You see, I don't. This is why I don't do interviews on the training pitch, because a group of women just charge at you. So it's the Manchester County Cup today. Second round. I'm joined by Rob, who's here doing all the team news before kickoff and that kind of thing. Obviously, we've not played for a couple of weeks now. What are we expecting today against Didsbury?
Well, these are the team we played away last year, and they were then called Burnage Metros. Played them at a similar round of the cup last year, and had quite a comfortable win. Really, I think it was 3-0. I'm expecting on our pitch, in front of our crowd, I'm expecting nothing less today, really. But I don't want to be too complacent about that, and I'm sure Jay and the coaching team and the players themselves certainly won't be. So yeah, it's hopefully progression at the end of today into the quarterfinals, I believe.
Now, at Didsbury, I've done my research. 4 minutes ago, on the way down here, Didsbury are third in the Greater Manchester Women's League Division 1, so one tier below us and doing quite well in the league below. It was meant to be at their gaff, but being a South Manchester resident, I can tell you it's rained a lot in South Manchester over recent days, so obviously it's good the fixtures have been switched, yeah. But we're expecting a decent crowd nonetheless.
I really hope so. We've been averaging certainly over 50 this year. Crowds are up from what they were last year, and can encourage everyone to come down here. I know the weather's getting a bit dodgy now and it's getting a bit colder and there's not a lot of cover, but at the end of the day it's a great spectacle, and you always get a good performance out of the girls. So and we're getting close to being run over by them warming up again now. I'd take 50 today, but we've got four games on the row after this. So
yeah, there's two home matches coming up, isn't there?
I think there's four home games on the row.
Well, no, winter break in the middle, but
there's a winter break after that.
Right.
Yeah, so we've got Liverpool next week. Yeah. We've got Liverpool, Marshall, Feds, Reserves the week after. And there's another game, I can't quite remember. Then there's a top of the table clash just before the winter break, which is against Merseyrail Bootle, of course. So
blimey, right,
that'd be a biggie.
At that point, then you can do all your Christmas shopping and
you've got a few weeks off then, and we're back in January, and we've drawn in the Argyle Cup. We've drawn a plum tie away to Blackpool, and that's taking place middle of January.
Away.
Away to Blackpool, so that'll bring back memories.
Where do you play? Do you play?
We're waiting to find out, but there is rumours about Bloomfield Road, but only rumour.
Don't say Bloomfield Road. That requires boycott there, and there's all kinds of stuff, isn't there?
I'd be quite happy with Blackpool Mechanics Ground, to be honest.
Yeah, just because this isn't going out live, so you can tell me now. Is it a makeshift team, or is it?
No,
it's quite strong, isn't
strong
it?
Strong side, four substitutes instead of the usual five today. But we're starting with Chloe Williams in goal, Jess McCarrick at full-back, Fran Davis and Leah Dolan centre-halves, with Abby Carrington on the left full-back. Centre midfield is going to be held by Mia Holden, Adora Yao and Amy Vias. Beth Tattersall and Kirsty Chambers, one on each wing, and Jade Parker up front.
Right. Well, that's surprising. I thought we'd go experimental today, but we're going for it.
We're going for it,
That's good.
Oh, without a doubt. After missing a game last week due to the waterlogging in South Manchester, then it's important that the what you might call your first choice squad stay on the toes, because we have got a difficult run coming up to Christmas. So, yeah, very important.
Well, thanks for joining us, Rob, and keep up the good work.
Cheers, mate. And you, Ben. Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Broadhurst Park. This is Women's Team Live here on FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And you join us here on a delightfully autumnal day here in North Manchester for live coverage this afternoon of the second round in the Manchester FA County Cup between, well, technically it's an away match, but FC United are obviously here at Broadhurst Park. It's FC United against Didsbury. This match has been switched due to it raining a lot over the last couple of days or so in Manchester. And so technically this is an away match for FC United. Both clubs kindly agreed to switch venues due to, nobody wants a fixture pile-up. It's Didsbury against FC United of Manchester. It's customary, of course, to start with the visitors, and FC United line up this afternoon with Chloe Williams in goal. Jess McCarrick is at right back. Left back is Abby Carrington. Centre pairing, we believe, of Fran Davis and Leah Dolan, although that might change. It might be Jess McCarrick at centre back, but we'll wait and see. In midfield, we've got Adoree Yao, Mia Holden, Amy Vias, and up front, we've got Beth Tattersall, Jade Parker, and Kirsty Chambers. Kirsty Chambers is, of course, captain this afternoon. And we should say as well, a big happy birthday to Kirsty Chambers. It's her birthday today. Gladys Barham will be joining us for the second half. But in the first half, you've just got me all on my own at the back of the main stand. The main stand bar is closed today. Therefore, there's no Mark coming in and out. So it's just me all on my own trying to make conversation. And just to let you know, Leah Dolan is playing at centre-back this afternoon with Fran Davis. And it's Kirsty Chambers on this left-hand side. And she's through here into the penalty box. She's going to cross this ball in. In fact, she shoots. Goalkeeper palms it. And that went over the line. That went over the line. And the referee says no. Well, the shot came in and Langridge didn't deal with it very well. She palmed it. And the ball definitely bounced over the line. And, well, the referee said no. It's hard for the referee to see that, but it definitely did cross the line. Did we try and play this ball out? It's well cut out there, though, by Carrington. And Carrington comes forward now on this left-hand side. She's still going. Heading towards the byline she goes. She crosses this ball in. Parker's in the box. Parker gets ahead. It's just wide. But good effort there by FC United. So, for those who don't know, Didsbury Ladies are in the step below us. They play in the Greater Manchester Women's League, and they're currently in third position in that league. Goal kick, though, is cut out by Parker, but Didsbury try and get this ball clear, and they don't. Yao cuts that ball out, plays it to Parker. Parker shoots on sight, it's deflected, and Adoree Yao tries to chase this ball. The clearance doesn't get very far. Chambers now goes for a chip on goal, and it's a goal. Superb stuff. Right on the corner of the 18-yard box there, Kirsty Chambers thought, you know what, I'm going to have a pop here. Basically lobs it over the goalkeeper into the far corner. And FC United 1-0 up after 4 minutes here at Broadhurst Park. So a good start by FC United. And Didsbury now back on the ball, trying to take the pace out of the game. But there are, it must feel like to Didsbury, there's 22 red shirts they're playing against, because there's literally a red shirt everywhere they look. And here's Jade Parker now on the ball. She twists and turns, comes in field, tries to play a lovely through ball towards Kirsty Chambers, but it's cut out. But Parker gets the ball back again. Holden now. Ah, she can't get that ball, but he breaks the tackle and shoots, and it's wide. But good stuff again. We're just pressing. And when we get to the edge of the box, we're shooting on sight. At the minute, though, there's not too many shots on target, but it is the management team at FC United must be dead chuffed with the way FC United has started this game. It's been very, very impressive. But the ball is played through there, and Parker's chasing it. Parker toe pokes it through out of literally nothing there. Parker determined, toe pokes it round the goalkeeper. And on 13 minutes, FC United are now 2-0 up. Jade Parker, the goal scorer there, with the second goal for FC United. Jade Parker on the ball, crosses this ball in, out of nowhere. It's not very cleared very well, and Kirsty Chambers strikes it straight into the centre of the goal. And on 20 minutes, FC United are now 3-0 up. Good persistent stuff there from Jade Parker on the far side. Literally out of nothing, created a cross, gets it to Kirsty Chambers, and Kirsty Chambers just belts it. Not much the goalkeeper can do there. And FC United, after 20 minutes here at Broadhurst Park, it's Didsbury 0, FC United of Manchester 3. And it's going to be a throw-in to Didsbury. Throw-in taken. Down the line it goes. Heading towards FC United's corner flag. And it's good defending there from Fran Davis. And FC United play it out. Kirsty Chambers there lays it off to Carrington. He plays a lovely ball forward. And there's so much space now for FC United. And that's a lovely ball to Jade Parker. Jade Parker, who's onside. Kirsty Chambers needs to stay onside. She's not at the moment. And Jade Parker goes alone with a lob over the top there. And it must be from at least 28 yards. A beautiful goal there by Jade Parker, her second of the afternoon. And on 29 minutes, FC United are now 4-0 up. And it was Didsbury had committed a few players forward there in the anticipation of getting at least something from that little bit of play there from Didsbury. But the ball broke and there was gaps, and Jade Parker still had a lot to do. And, well, check out that goal on Neil Boo 1 on YouTube. at some point this week, because that was a fabulous finish there by Jade Parker. 4-0 up now, half an hour gone here at Broadhurst Park. And the ball is played back now. Over the top it goes. Well cleared though by McCarrick, and Adoree Yao chests it and plays it over the top. And I can see a running theme here, and the running theme is Beth Tattersall. She keeps that ball in, and now she's charging forward, gets into the penalty box, plays the ball to the edge of the box where Jade Parker is. Jade Parker shoots, goal, 5-0, 32 minutes gone, and well, it's turning into a very, very, very comfortable afternoon now for FC United, and a hat-trick, a 32-minute hat-trick for Jade Parker. But all the work there done by Beth Tattersall, and all it took really was Adoree Yao just to play the ball into space on the right-hand side, and Tattersall just like a whip-it just went and got that ball, and Jade Parker was in loads of space in the penalty box, and it was comfortable in the end, and FC United 5-0 up now in this County Cup match against Didsbury.
FCUM Radio. Look for us on Facebook, Twitter and Audio Boo.
Welcome back to Broadhurst Park, and we're now joined by the central Neil Boo to bring you the halftime thoughts of that one. Just to let you know, because obviously I'm the only one with a decent view of things up here.
Absolutely.
It crossed the line by a yard. Right. So it should quite easily be 6-0. 5-0 though, and there could have been an upset. Didsbury are third in the Greater Manchester Women's League. They're no mugs. We fielded a very strong team. That's a very professional display in that first half. We've just
didn't give them a chance, and haven't given them I think they barely had one shot on target so far. I think that's it. And I can't see them getting much more at the rate they're going. Looks like double figures.
Yeah, it's. I mean, where do you start? I mean, Jade Parker has scored a hat-trick in 32 minutes.
Yeah.
Kirsty Chambers has scored two. I mean, there's not much you can say, really. All the goals have been well taken.
Yeah.
We've been dominant with regards to pressing. We've been excellent with that regard. Beth Tattersall, though, even though she's not scored.
No, she's working wonders on that wing, isn't she?
And it's just a case of Adoree Yao. I think it was the fifth goal we scored. Adoree Yao, literally, midway into our half, just booted the ball into space on the right-hand side. And Kirsty Chambers, I think, was nearly behind her when the ball was played. Just like a whip-it.
Yeah, one of the highlight moves of the game. But there has been quite a lot of really good moves. And unfortunately, if we'd have been tacking the front post, as Jay keeps screaming in my ear all for them to be doing, it would already be in double figures.
We've got second-half coverage coming up in a second or two, obviously. But there are some league matches coming up, and a series of very, very important league matches. Mm. I think it culminates in Merseyrail Bootle coming here just before Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a very busy period for FC United coming up, and we need as many people down here as possible, don't we?
We do, and as long as the weather's like, you know, it's quite a nice fine day today. You know, it's a little bit on the cool side, of course, but, you know, it's dry. It's almost picturesque up here. You know, I think could get a few more down, certainly for the Merseyrail game. I think that's going to be a big one, and people should get some good entertainment. Although you always like to be 5-0 up at half time, it's not as entertaining as it could be, because really the competition is over already. Realistically, you can't see them even getting another shot on target, never mind a goal.
I mean, what would you say at half time, just to keep the wheels on, because it's the same again, really, isn't it? Just don't give them any breathers and just go for it.
Yeah, I'd carry on pressing for about another 10 or 15, 20 minutes or something like that, and then swap it round, bring Danielle on, because she hasn't had much time on the pitch yet. It's nice to see Leah Dolan start.
But not to be too rude and too, what's the word I'm looking for?
Presumptuous,
but maybe. Chris Chambers can't come off until she's scored a third goal.
No.
It is a birthday, after all.
Well, she did have at least a couple of requests on Facebook for a hat-trick for her birthday, so let's hope she does get there in the second half.
Well, we'll be back for the second half in a second or two. Thank you to Neil Boo. You can see Neil Boo's highlights on YouTube at Neil Boo 1, with all the highlights, not just from the women's team, but also every single FC United away game ever in the history of FC United. We've got a song coming up next, and then we'll be back with all the second half coverage here on Women's Team Live on FCUM Radio.
FC Radio.
Dad, do you know the piano's on my foot?
Welcome back to Broadhurst Park. You're listening to Women's Team Live here on FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester. And you join us for this second round of the Manchester FA County Cup. And it's FC United 5-0 up against Didsbury. A dominant display in that first half. A hat-trick for Jade Parker. Two goals for birthday girl Kirsty Chambers. And joining me now to take you through to the second half and probably...
entertain us.
To entertain us all. Gladys Barm is back. Hello, Gladys. How's things?
Wonderful, Ben. I mean, it's been a great afternoon so far, hasn't it?
So, what's your view from the touchline? What's the vibe like down there amongst the women's team army?
Brilliant. We've absolutely bossed it, Ben. You know, we've seen some wonderful passing. It's all been played on the deck, and that goal of Jade Parker's where she looked up, saw the keeper off the line, and what a delightful lob chip kind of thing. It was superb. And I was saying, it's like, any opposition now looking at FC, women's team, will think, how do we play against this lot?
Yes.
You know, we've been so strong in every department. You can't single anyone out and say, oh, they've had a poor game. I mean, Beth's been fantastic. Beth Tattersall. You know, Kirsty and Jade, as always. But again, I think, you know, Jade seems to be getting better and better each week.
Jade Parker, for my money, has been sensational for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Against Nottingham Stats and Ancients, I thought she had a cracking game.
Yeah.
Some substitutions, just to let you know, it'll be no surprise to you all that Jade Parker has been substituted. She's got a hat-trick, and in her place is the legendary Danielle Xenophontis. We've also got Marsh on, I think, for Kirsty Chambers, it looks like, over on that far side. And we've also got Shelby Wollstonecroft on, I think, for Adora Yao.
Yep, you're right there, Ben. I can't see Adora. Yeah. Well, I'm never right. I can't even remember the name of the player. So what, you know, what chance have I got? No team sheet. Right, we're off anyway. Yeah, this brief kicks off. So, and straight away, Shelby's in, pressing forward.
You might think it's harsh on Kirsty Chambers. You know, she scored two goals. She was on a hat-trick. It is a birthday. It is rolling substitutes, we should say, as well. Yeah. So there's a chance she could come back on. But look at the pace from Marsh over on that
fantastic.
Far side. She's checked to run, plays the ball back to Danielle Xenophontis, who I'm imagining wants to impress to get a foothold in the first team. And here is Holden, plays the ball back to Greenall, who's now on the pitch. Greenall,
it's only passing, isn't it?
And I think, who's gone off then?
Oh, it'll come to us later, Ben.
Yeah.
You know, does it...
It's McCarrick.
Make it right.
McCarrick's gone off, and Greenall's come on. Here's Vias now, tries to play a through ball to Xenophontis. It's well read and well cut out by Didsbury.
And again, even with all those substitutes coming on, Ben, we're still playing that wonderful passing to feet football.
Yeah, you said that as you give the ball away. It's number four, plays the ball forward.
And, the commentator's curse. I was going to say, Chloe Williams is just clearing it there from the back pass. But I was going to say, you know, Chloe's had nothing to do all match.
Oh, good stuff from Vias there. Oh, what a lovely through ball. Is Danielle Xenophontis. She's one-on-one.
Oh!
And ball surely, referee. Referee says no. Goalkeeper's miles off a line. Shelby Wollstonecroft with a lob. Goal. There you go. On 48 minutes. But the referee has given language there. A get out of jail free card,
because
she saved it with her hands at least 5 yards outside the penalty box.
Oh, definitely miles outside the penalty area. I wasn't sure whether her hands, because she's wearing a green jersey and green gloves. I just thought it's a like hit her on the chest and face, and it was just one of those. But if you say you handle it.
Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Shelby Wollstonecroft there with the sixth goal this afternoon. A lob from distance, superb stuff there.
Yeah,
and FC United now. It wasn't really in any doubt, but I don't think Didsbury are coming back into this game. And it is Holden now. Please,
well, it's on the halfway line. But I was going to say, if Didsbury do get six goals, then it goes straight to penalties.
That's true.
No extra time. No. So that'll save us. Won't be playing in the dark.
And Danielle Xenophontis is through here. She shoots. It's Shelby Wollstonecroft.
Oh, he's back of the net.
Into the corner. It was a goal kick. It was a very, very poor goal kick. Shelby Wollstonecroft pounced. And on 55 minutes, FC United are now 7-0 up. And Shelby Wollstonecroft, who's only been on the pitch for 10 minutes, he's now on a hat-trick, Gladys.
Indeed, yes. And it's like we're just talking about the, you know, the wonderful scenery. And it's like you can't take your eyes off the game for a minute, can you? This one, it's just like everyone wants to get on the score sheet today. And the score's now become irrelevant. It's who's the next to score.
And there's Campbell again with a lovely drag back and a clearance. But there's Tattersall tracking back, gets the ball. And Tattersall now plays the ball backwards to Holden. Holden chips the ball over the top. Xenophontis is onside. The ball checks, but then Xenophontis has a shot. And she scores.
What a goal. What a goal. Fantastic.
And there it is on...
Wonderful.
58 minutes. FC United are well and truly running riot now. Yeah. And FC United now 8-0 up. A goal there by Daniel Xenophontis.
On the volley. It curved over the keeper's head. Keeper didn't have a chance.
It didn't look like the ball was going to get to her. But she didn't panic.
Yeah.
She waited for it to bounce and she took it really well. And as I said, 8-0 now. That's a lovely ball forward there. And Marsh charging into the box.
Area.
She's 1-on-1. She's going to pass it. No, she shoots herself.
Goal.
And that... On 62 minutes is FC United now 9-0 up. And a lovely bit of play there by Alicia Marsh. Through on goal, 1-on-1, and slots it comfortably into the far corner.
So, yeah, Disbury just taking his free kick. It's on the edge of their penalty area. And it's up to the halfway line and straight to Kirsty, who
belts
couldn't
it.
Quite control it.
So we've had a tweet in from Tracer. Who says, when's the next game? It's this coming Sunday, 2 o'clock kickoff, FC United against Liverpool City Ladies. And then we've got a game against Liverpool Marshall Feds. Anyway, I'll come back to that in a second because there's Chambers now. Chambers plays the ball forward. It's well cut out. Yes, so on the 4th, then we've got Liverpool Marshall Feds. On the 11th, we've then got that very important game against Merseyrail Bootle. It's all happening in the next few weeks. And here's Marsh now on the left-hand side. Marsh... gets to that ball on the byline, crosses this ball in. Who's it going to get to? It's cleared to the edge of the box where Vias is. Vias plays it straight back, but it's cleared to Chambers. She's surely going to have a dig. She does. Oh, it's off the bar. Xenophontis is charging in. Looked like a foul to me, but the referee doesn't give it, bizarrely. But there you go.
I thought it was a fair shoulder charge, that one. But, oh, Kirsty, you could see, you know, she looked up. I'm having a go at this. And the goals would have been what? An inch farther back, it would have gone under the bar, that one.
Here is Chambers now. Chambers chips over the top. Held up there by Marsh, but it's cleared. And here's Marsh now back on the ball to give it to Vias. Vias now to Marsh on the left-hand side. She's heading towards the byline. Crosses this ball in. Shelby's there.
What a goal, Shelby. Fantastic.
All the work done there by Vias and Marsh. Yeah. Marsh gets the byline. It was a delicious cross. And Shelby Wollstonecroft, all she had to do was get a foot on it and does.
She did.
And that is a hat-trick for Shelby Wollstonecroft on 66 minutes. And it's FC United now 10-0 up against Didsbury.
And again, Shelby's another of the players that I feel has come on leaps and bounds again this season. We forget sometimes we're a very young team.
Yes, absolutely. Wonder if Shelby's going to get substituted now.
Possibly. They're going to say, it's pass it to Kirsty, you know. That should be the message from the touchline now, right? We've got our 10. Get it to Kirsty.
And we're back underway here. So FC United now at double figures. So, again, not to be too disrespectful, but I think now everyone will pretty much, apart from everyone associated with Didsbury, will want Kirsty Chambers to get that hat-trick on her birthday. We should say, I want Didsbury to score.
Oh, no, we like clean sheets.
Don't just be nice to me, fellow South Mancunians. Rolling subs are a nightmare, everyone. Greenall plays it down the line to Jade Parker. Jade Parker now twists and turns.
Yeah, she's going to give it to Kirsty.
Here is Kirsty now. Comes in field with it. She's 1-on-1. She's surely got to have a dig in a second. Edge of the box shoots. Good save from
the goalkeeper.
Goalie. What are you doing?
Yeah. Does she not know it's Kirsty's birthday? Boy, it was a great save for the keeper. And it's back with Fran Davis in the middle of the park. She pushes it forward to our number 4. A chip over the top.
She does. Shelby gets to it. Shelby's through.
Shelby.
1-on-1. She's going to have a dig. Lovely stuff. Top corner jobber. And right there. And on 69 minutes.
69 minutes, right.
FC United are now 11-0 up. And Shelby Wollstonecroft, who's only been on the pitch 25 minutes or so, is now got 4 goals. So, there you go.
What can you say?
Not much.
Bring on Bootle. And there is the final whistle.
And that,
poor old Kirsty.
And that, dear listener, is full time here at Broadhurst Park.
Her head's in her hands.
We've had We're through to the quarterfinal of the County Cup. It doesn't tell the full story, though. A big congratulations to FC United. Didsbury coming into this game are third in the league below. They are no mugs. It could be quite easy for FC United to take a relaxed approach to this game and come a cropper.
But
we've been professional. Absolutely. We've been in the face from the first minute when that goal was disallowed, which was a goal, it did cross the line.
Yeah.
From that first minute, we've been in the faces. We've not let up at all. We've got hat-trick for Jade Parker. We've got two goals for Birthday Girl and Captain Kirsty Chambers. We've got a goal for Xenophontis. We've got a goal for Alicia Marsh. And remarkably, we've got four second-half goals from Shelby Wollstonecroft. It's finished here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11-0 to FC United. A big commiserations to Didsbury, but they haven't had a chance, really, in this game.
No, we've blown them away. Even when we lost the ball, we were chasing back. And we said it before, Ben, the work ethic today has been, we've not got the ball, right, come on, we're going to fight to get it back, ASAP kind of thing. And with Jade, you know, yeah, she's got the goal, but her work rate, you know, she's always been chasing that loose ball. And it's been great to see. Fantastic from, I know Chloe's not had much to do, but from, you know, from Chloe up to Kirsty at number 11.
It has.
It's been a fantastic performance.
It's been absolutely superb.
Yeah.
Kirsty Chambers and Jade Parker ripped. And Beth Tattersall, we should say, as well, even though she's not on the score sheet.
Well, in the first
half, Tattersall, Chambers and Parker tore Didsbury to shreds.
Yeah.
They were so dominant, and it was just proper. And Jade Parker got a hat-trick in the first half, in the first 32 minutes, actually. And that sets the tone there. At half-time, 5-0 up. And the substitutions are made at half-time. And one of them was Shelby Wollstonecroft. And, she's just done what Shelby Wollstonecroft does best.
Yeah. The goal she scored at the far post, it was perfect Shelby, wasn't it? Comes over the top, and all she has to do was tap in, but she made all that ground there. She was there to tap it in.
I'd like to talk about a couple of players who've not been on the score sheet. We've already touched upon Beth Tattersall, who was superb in that first half.
She's back to her old form, isn't she?
Absolutely cracking. I'd like to just mention Amy Vias as well, who had a superb game up until she was substituted. I think it was about after 60 minutes or so.
She controlled the midfield, really, didn't she?
She was really good with Holden, and then Greenall comes on, and Greenall's just Greenall, really.
Yeah.
We should also mention Marsh. Marsh made a few of those goals in the second half. It's just been a great display.
I'll
tell you what, let's go to the post-match thoughts of the management here at FC United. Here's Neil Boo.
Okay, I'm here with Jay Astley, women's team's manager. That was pretty convincing all the way through the game, that.
Yeah, we said before the game that we really need to start well, not let them get any encouragement, which we have done in the past with teams that have been lower leagues than us. But no, I thought we started really well, really positive, passed the ball well and penetrated really well.
It didn't seem for any point during that game that we actually played at their level. We played at our level and our game all the way through. And that's why I suppose we scored five in each half and never really looked under threat.
Yeah, I agree totally. As I say, in the past we have struggled with it, you know, like that. We have dropped down to other people's level. But I thought today, as I say, we spoke before the game, that was the main thing that was of importance. To start really, really quickly, good energy. And I think we did that and it carried on throughout the whole game. Played some really good stuff.
A nice nearly hat-trick from Kirsty. Probably the first one was over the line. It wasn't given, but she got another two. So she certainly did the birthday captain's role anyway.
Yeah, she had a great game again. She did some really, I think she hit the crossbar as well in the second half as well. From another strike. And she gave a back pass to the keeper as well from one of the free kicks, which I thought I'd put in Kirsty.
yeah, it wasn't exactly the blaster we were hoping for, or slotting it in the top corner. But it was a good all-round performance. I don't think anybody really can hold their heads up and say that they didn't pull the weight. I think it was a great team performance. And let's hope that we can keep that rolling on towards the league now.
Yeah, we've got three league games at home on the trot now for the next 3 weeks. So, yeah, it's really important that we continue that, take it into the next home game for the league campaign.
Yeah, that's what we do. Thanks very much, Jeff.
Thank you, Neil.
Neil Boo there. That's for the podcast, by the way, dear listener at home, in case you're wondering, what's Ben talking about? That's for the podcast listeners at home. So the post-match thoughts of the management here at FC United will be coming your way in the podcast. Do you agree with everything that he said?
Yes, yes. I was just thinking, Ben.
Yeah.
Right. Have we seen 6 goals in this second half?
Yes.
Right, because when we play Merseyrail Bootle, I've got to be up here for the second half. That's 2 second halves now, and twice we've got 6 goals.
Don't commit that cardinal mistake, okay? Now, today, we believe there was only one league match today, and it was Merseyrail Bootle against Stockport. The last time we heard, it was 6-0 to Merseyrail Bootle. That result sees Merseyrail Bootle go top of the league now by 2 points. But FC United have played the same number of games now, so it's by the by. They were always going to overtake us at some point over the next couple of weeks with cup competitions and stuff. However, don't get too preoccupied with Merseyrail Bootle.
Oh, no, not that. No, of course not.
Very important games coming up in the league before we get to Merseyrail Bootle. Starting with Sunday's match coming up, FC United against Liverpool City Ladies Community FC. It's vitally important that we get a big crowd here at Broaders Park. Mark has been in touch with the bar staff here at Broaders Park. He says the main stand bar is open. There is no reason for you not to be here on Sunday, 2 o'clock kickoff at Broaders Park. The women's team need you here, cheering them on. It's a very, very important game. And then don't bother with the Christmas markets. There's no point. The following Sunday, it's FC United against Liverpool Marshall Feds, who, let me remind you, Gladys, are currently third in the league table. So it's in 2 weeks' time. Very, very important. So two big games against Merseyside teams. Yes. Starting up with Liverpool City this Sunday coming. Then the following Sunday, we've got Liverpool Marshall Feds. And then the following Sunday, that's the 11th of December, 2 o'clock kickoff here at Broaders Park. It's FC United against Merseyrail Bootle, which we hope by that point will be top versus second.
Well, I'm thinking, Ben, you know, they say players always want to play in the top games. And after today's performance, the team will be so up for it. Hey, we've got another top game next week. We've got another top game next week. We've got another top game the week after that. So it's like, I'm sure the whole team are going to be up for it. You know, thinking, you know, important match after important match is great. That's why you play the game, isn't it?
And what we're saying here on Women's Team Live and Women's Team Extra is the most important thing is obviously the players being up for it, but they can only be up for it if the crowd are up for it. And we're saying the next 3 Sundays at Broaders Park, we need a big crowd here cheering on the women's team.
Get yourself down here because you'll be surprised at the skill, the work rate, the work ethic of the team.
And let me tell you, it might be hard to believe, but being here in person is better than listening to us on the radio. I know that's difficult to accept.
No, anything's better than me listening to me on the radio.
I'm glad you said you and not me. But anyway, this has been Women's Team Live here at Broaders Park. It's been a cracking afternoon. FC United through to the quarterfinals of the County Cup. We'll have more news on that, on the draw for the quarterfinals in the coming weeks. A big thank you to Gladys and Neil Boo for joining me on Women's Team Live this afternoon. But it has finished here 11-0 to FC against Didsbury. Commiserations to Didsbury. It's been one of those afternoons for them where FC United have properly gone for the juggler.
Yeah, we've blown them away.
Yeah, we really
absolutely
have. We wish Didsbury all the best for the rest of the season. Yeah. Much love to everyone in the Greater Manchester Women's League. Gladys, you go home and enjoy your free electricity.
Yes.
Gladys, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Ben, for having me.
And a big congratulations to the women's team. This has been Women's Team Live here on FCUM Radio, radio for FC United and Manchester. And you have a lovely week.
This is FCUM Radio, where fluorescent coloured football boots are completely unacceptable.